This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. All praise due to Allah and His praise and blessings and peace be upon our Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, His family, His companions and His followers until the Day of Judgment. I bear witness that Allah is the only one worthy of worship and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his last and final messenger. My dear brothers and sisters, last week I talked to you about debt and how Islam warned us from getting engaged or involved or getting yourself in debt or taking a loan unless you really need that, and how a severe sin it is if that loan is based on interest. But even without interest is something that Sharia highly discouraged person to be, you know, involved in unless there is a need for it. And today I would like to continue this discussion with talking about some of the important rules related to loans and debts and some of the tips that I believe it is important for us to be aware of. Number one, I want to say that Islam, as much as it discourages people to take loans unless they really need it, or to be in debt to someone unless there is really need for that, as much as also it encourages us to help those who are in need to give them a loan and to lend them money if they need. And that basically loan should be qard hasan, which is no interest involved in it. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not only that, he also encouraged us that when we give someone loan and that person is honest and trying his best or her best to pay back but unable to do so, is to forgive the loan or to forgive part of the loan and to help those who are trying to pay their debt off. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من نفس عن مؤمن كربة من كرب الدنيا نفس الله عنه كربة من كرب يوم القيامة. ومن يسر على معسر يسر الله عليه في الدنيا والآخرة، والله في عون العبد ما دام العبد في عون أخيه. In Sahih Muslim, the Prophet ﷺ said, if you help your brother or sister, a person, to relieve him or her from a distress, from a calamity in this dunya, Allah will bring relief for you in the Day of Judgment. And if you make it easy on someone who is not able to pay back, not able to give, or to pay his debts, or to pay his loan off, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah will make it easy for such person in the Day of Judgment. And Allah will be always there for you as long as you are there for your brothers and sisters. Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu qal, ما من مسلم يقرض مسلما مرتين إلا كان كصدقة مرتين. If you lend someone twice, as if you're giving sadaqah twice. And we know that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam قال من أنفق زوجين, whoever double his sadaqah, double their sadaqah, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم دعية من أبواب الجنة الثمانية. He will be called in the Day of Judgment from the 8 gates of paradise to enter paradise. So there is a special reward for the double sadaqah. So when the Prophet ﷺ said that when you lend someone twice, a Muslim brother twice, as if you have given sadaqah twice. Also, if this is the case, oh, Nabi ﷺ said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَنَظِرَةٌ إِلَى مَيْسَرَةٌ. If someone in debt and cannot pay you back, and you come to collect the debt, and he truly cannot pay you back, it has been you've been ordered by Allah to give that person a break, to give them a chance, to give them more time without increasing in the, basically in the amount, because that will be a pure riba and it is not allowed. It is not even that. It is not allowed for you not to increase money or to when he pays you back. You're not allowed because of that debt to make him do service to you. يعني يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كل قرض جر نفع فهو ربا. Any loan that will lead to a special benefit, it's a form of riba. Like what? You know what? I took from Arafat a loan, and you know I'm going to pay him back. I said, wallahi akhi, and I don't have money to pay you back right now. He said, okay, I will give you 1 month. But you know what? I come late these days and open my shop at 10 o'clock. You come at 8 and do it for me. You know? Since you're not paying me. So that's a service I'm giving to him. And I'm not going to be paid for that. Or you know what, Sheikh? You know what, mashallah, you can help me changing the oil. That's basically a service that I'm giving to him because of my debt. That's a form of riba, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. That's not allowed. لِأَنَّ الْأَصْلِ فِي الْقَرْضِ عَقْدُ إِرْفَاقٍ. The point in giving someone a loan is not to make money. And that's why giving a loan is such a great form of charity. Why? Because when you give somebody a loan, there is million chances that you will not get your money back. There's a lot of chances, there's a lot of possibilities that you will not get your money back. And also when you give him the money, you will benefit zero from that money. Zero benefit. In dunya, zero. I give you money, you take that money and you make a business and you became a millionaire, then you give me my money back. I don't need any extra. That shows you that you only doing it for Allah. And you only doing it because of the brotherhood and sisterhood. That's why the reward is so high. It's not like an investment. That's not how Islam look at, you know, loans. You can invest if you want. Somebody tell you, hey, we need a loan to start a business. Said, I don't want to give you a loan, but I can be an investor. That's a different story, have a different set of rules. Also, Islam also encourage us when we pay somebody's back their debt that we give them more. They don't put a condition, but I give more. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, فَإِنَّ خَيْرَكُمْ أَحْسَنَكُمْ قَضَاءً. The best of you, the one when he pays back, he pays in a better way. Like, you know what? You put extra. You do something extra for the person. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم كان لي على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حق فقضاني وزادني في الصحيحين. That the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم وجابر said, I lend the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم something. Then the Nabi took something from me. He paid me back and he gave me more. Or I the Prophet was supposed to give me something, and when he gave it back to me, he gave me more than what he was supposed to. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, in many incidents he did that, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Also, one of the rules it's important to know, if you have the money to pay your debt, and you've been asked to pay it, you must rush to pay that debt back. But if you've not been asked, like some debt are divided, like I took a house and it took 30 years to pay debt. That's not something I am now have to pay the whole amount. The company who gave me or the person who gave me have given me 10 years to pay back, 5 years to pay back. But no, if I take a loan from someone and that person, the time comes and said, hey, I need my money back, and you have the money, you must give them the money. You cannot hold back. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مطل الغني ظلم. When someone in debt to someone and the lender want to collect his loan and you have the money to pay back but you don't, that's a form of injustice, a form of ظلم, and it is a sin. And ظلم ظلمات يوم القيامة. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لي الواجد يعني مماطلة الواجد اللي عنده المال يحل عرضه عقوبته. If somebody has the money and is not paying you back on time, that person, it is halal for you to announce to the community and to tell people that this person not trustworthy anymore to be giving money. There is no respect for his honor to be protected or his sin to be covered. And also, government and people of authority can punish that person for such behavior. As for, you know, if he doesn't, that's something else. You give him a break. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم لما في روى أبو قتادة أنه طلب غريما له فتوارى ثم وجده فقال إني معسر قال الله قال نعم قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من سره أن ينجيه الله من كرب يوم القيامة فلينفس عن معسر أو ليضع عنه. في حديث كعب من أنظر معسرا أو وضع عنه أظله الله في ظله يعني يوم القيامة. That Abu Qatada, he lent someone money and he noticed that this guy tried always avoiding him. He said, are you avoiding me for because of the loan? He said, yes. He said, you have the money to pay me back? He said, wallahi, I don't. If I do, I would pay you. He said, Allah, you saying the truth? He said, yes. He said, I heard the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever wished to be saved in the day of judgment from the calamities and the hardship and the distress of the day of judgment, let it make it easy for people in this dunya. Let him give the person on debt either a break, reduce the amount, or give them more time to pay back. And in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in another hadith that such person will be in the shade of Allah in the day of judgment. But عند العلماء مسألة الصحيح من قول العلماء أنها تجوز. The strongest opinion that it is allowed, which is يقسمونها العلماء ضع وتعجل. And it's very, very helpful. What's ضع وتعجل means? It means I'm in debt to someone. I took a loan from, you know, Muhammad. And I said to him, you know what, I don't have the money to pay you back. So Muhammad would say, you know what, Waleed, you should pay me $6,000 over the next year. And I really need the money. And I don't know if I can wait for 6 months. What about this? How about if you give me $4,000 right now and we forget about that $2,000. But I'm not, you give it to me this or this month. So I reduce the amount of debt, and in return, he will give it right now, or he will give it in a shorter period of time. You know, this issue, it is, according to the strongest opinion among the scholars, it is permissible, and it sometimes it can be very helpful to help people to pay back. I use this a lot when I know someone in debt. I go to the lender, and I said, so-and-so doesn't have that money to pay you back. And it's 3-4 years and problems. How about if we make a deal? We get you 70% of your money and in return you reduced. And I guess you guys are familiar with that a lot when it comes to debt in America, because we use this a lot. But it's permissible. Also, we need to understand that we give someone debt or loan, when you give someone a loan or someone in debt, he or she should highly recommend to document the debt. Document that debt or that loan. So who took the loan from you? Why? Because when you die, The first thing we do with the money, we pay the people who you are in debt to. So if you leave behind your $5,000, who has basically, who giving our father or our brother loan? And we say, hey, would you like to have it? And we pay them back. And after that, whatever left from the money, we start looking for the grave, looking for the funeral expenses. Then after that, we start looking for the inheritance, how to be divided by that. See how Islam put that person even before that funeral expenses. Also, another thing, if someone in debt, can he or she go to Hajj or Umrah? Can give sadaqah, donation? If that person in debt, and that debt is now needed to be paid back, now it's needed to be paid back, okay? And if this is the case, you should pay back the debt before doing Hajj or giving any sadaqah or anything like that. Like I know somebody told me, Sheikh, I give a loan to someone and I've been asking them to pay me back. It's not like I'm scheduling it over years. I'm asking them to pay me back. And Sheikh, I see him in the fundraising, $1,000, $500 type. I am more, pay me before you pay those people who far away. And that's absolutely right. Absolutely right. Before you go to Hajj. But if your debt is scheduled over a long period of time, you can go to Hajj, you can give sadaqah, you can do that. Yani my debt is, some people, their debt is investment debt. So it's like over a long course of time. But some people go to Hajj, Sheikh, I'm in debt. What's your debt? Oh, I have a car payments. طيب يا حبيبي, يعني you have 5 years car payments, but you have enough money to go to Cancun every summer. And you have money to go to, you know, to travel and to all this. And when Hajj comes, just I'm in debt. That makes no sense, you know. Or so you, if the debt you have to pay it right now, yes, you give it. But if it's scheduled over a long period of time, or the lender allowed you to go to Hajj, it is permissible in this case. And it is absolutely not correct to take loan to go to Hajj. That's absolutely unacceptable. The Hajj will be valid, but you did something wrong. Because the Hajj is conditioned by من استطاع إليه سبيلا. The final point I want to say for the first khutbah end is the issue of zakat. If I lend someone money, I give, you know, Kaleem a $10,000. Do I pay zakat on this $10,000 or no? Al-ulama rahimullah debate over this. And one of the most moderate opinion, you know, even though it's not my personal choice as a fatwa, it is if the person that you lend him, you know he has the money and he will pay you back for sure, you pay zakat on that money. You know in any given time, if I go to Karim and said, give me my money back, he said, Sheikh, tfadda, this is not only 10, this is $10,002 extra gift or $200, whatever. So I know he will be able to pay me back instantly. In this case, I have to give zakat on it. Other opinion, which is I lean towards more, there is no zakat until you receive the money. Why? Because no matter what, there is always possibility. He might have a lot of money today. You know, mashallah, you have 401k and it is a lot of money. Tomorrow it became 201k, you know, and you lose your money. So there is no guarantee that really I have the money. I don't possess the money. And one of the conditions for zakat is that a money that you possess have 100% control over it. So I don't believe that you must give that if you want to do that, alhamdulillah. But I don't believe that you must give zakat until you receive the money. But what about the one who took the loan? I took a loan. Do I give zakat on that money? Yes, because that money, when you took it as a loan, it became part of your income. Part of your possessions. And that's why it will be calculated in zakat. But if you're going to say in the end of the year, when the zakat comes, Sheikh, I found that I have $1,000 eligible for zakat in my possession. And I'm in debt. Are you going to pay your debt this year? No, I'm not. We say you have two options. Either you take that amount of money and you don't give it the zakat, but you pay your debt, so you'll become a negative, or you don't have extra money to pay zakat for it. In this case, you're not eligible for zakat. But if you're going to keep the money that you took as a loan, in this case, you are eligible for zakat, and you have to give the zakat in your money. unless you give all the money back to the lender. But somebody taking a house and he will pay it over 30 years and he said, I don't give zakat over 30 years. Somebody has a business, took $1 million loan for his business or $2 million for his business. And that means no businessman almost will ever give zakat because every businessman took an investment loan, almost. That's right. So that's not a reason for you not to give zakat. The only time you don't give zakat of your money, if you're in debt, if you really gonna pay your debt and that make you, after paying all the debt in that moment, don't have enough money or eligible for zakat. Yani you don't have what to reach on nisab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to pay our debts and to deal with this in the best of manners. قُلُوا مَا سَمِعْتُمْ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'dahu wa ba'd. My dear brothers and sisters, I think one of the biggest things that people ask about in America, can we take loan with interest in our situation here in the United States? I said before last khutbah, the default rules, the general rules, no, we should not take loan with interest. But there is an exceptions in certain circumstances. And I highly advise you to talk to a sheikh about these circumstances. And I can tell you one example that, for example, we give the fatwa that it's allowed to take loan with interest. For instance, if you are a student and you want to go to college, and especially some of these colleges, like, you know, a college like medical schools or engineering or some of these, you know, big schools, it is almost impossible for somebody to be able to pay in a regular basis. They will need a student loan for many people, for the majority of people. And in this case, I do believe that that loan, first you try your best to find other ways to get your financial aid or, you know, interest-free. And so after you do all these things and you find no other solution left or some amount left that you have to do and you couldn't find someone to lend you the money. And by the way, one of the great projects that we have in our community in Dallas, I was part of that effort for a good time, alhamdulillah, and still have a contact with them, and Muslim groups who give an interest-free loan to students. You know, and we should encourage programs like that. But anyway, let's say you couldn't get into that. We say you're allowed to take a student with interest, a student loan with interest, but you must be committed to pay it back as soon as possible, as soon as you graduate. What about house? Wallahi, if you need the house and you don't have other means, okay, and that's also in the same thing, same categories, because that's part of the necessities that you do. But what about investment? Somebody will invest. All these things, I will advise that it's case by case. I don't think we can just generalize it is allowed or not allowed. But these cases, it's not as black and white as might some people think. And the reason, because there is a whole debate between the scholars in the past, rahimahumullah ta'ala, about the concept of interest in non-Muslim land. And one of the reason for that debate to be existent, I thought it's a brilliant debate that took place, is because of the infrastructure of the society. The whole financial system in the society will not be able to help you to be an interest-free 100%, okay? Or sometimes it's not, even if you have cash and you go and pay $100,000 cash, you will be inviting an unwanted, you know, investigation for you that can cause you a great deal of harm. Anyway, so I hope this will help people to deal with debt in a better format. Finally, in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a man came to him, he said, Ya Rasulallah, I'm in debt, and I am unable to pay my debt. قَالَ أَلَا أُعْلِمُكَ كَلِمَاتِ Should I teach you, you know, a dua, that even if your debt as the size of the mountain of Sabir, which is a mountain in Yemen, you know, Allah will help you to pay it back. He said, sure. He said, اللهم اكفني بحلالك عن حرامك واغنني بفضلك عمن سواك. Ya Allah, make your halal sufficient for me from haram. And, you know, make me rich with your bounties and generosity so I don't need anyone else other than you. And another hadith, he said to Mu'ad, say, اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء. You give, you know, ownership and kingship to whomever you want, and you take it away from whoever you want. You honor whom you wish, and you humiliate whom you wish. وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ All goodness in your hand, بيدك الخير, and everything you are capable of. إنك على كل شيء قدير. رحمن الدنيا والآخرة. You're the Rahman of the dunya and the akhirah, and رحيميهما, and the Rahim of all of both. تعطيهما من تشاء. You give them to whomever you wish, and you hold back from whoever you wish. وتمنع منهما من تشاء. ارحمني رحمة تغنني بها عن رحمة من سواك. So grant me a mercy that I don't need anyone's mercy after that. A mercy from you that it makes me no need for anybody's mercy after that. And the hadith in al-Tabarani. That's what the dua that the Prophet ﷺ said. If you have a debt in the size of Uhud, Allah will help you. And when constantly make this dua, Allah will help you to pay it off. Remember, لا إله إلا الله سبحانك لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. Also among the dua that help persons who are in trouble to get out of that trouble. So make sure that you connect your heart with Allah. There's a lot of things to be said about this topic, and I highly recommend you to Google and to look. You know, being in debt is not a good thing. Learn how to live debt-free. And there is great work by Muslim and non-Muslims in this area been done. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us rich, and make us always not in need of anyone, and make us among those who are live free of debt, and will make us among those who always the upper hand, who gives and help, and make it easy for those who are in debt. Ya Allah, make it easy for them. Ya Allah, make it easy for those who are in trouble, those who are sick. May forgive the debt, the dead, and we ask you to forgive our parents. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all of us and grant us جنات النعيم من غير سابقة حساب ولا حساب. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا وصلي اللهم وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وقوموا للصلاة يرحمكم الله.